Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. Thinking this morning a little bit about something that happened one day over a week ago, which was that on February 6th, SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket was launched. Elon Musk's vision to drive us out further into the solar system with a Tesla strapped to the top, blaring David Bowie songs. Interminably into the future, hopefully, to be discovered sometime in the distant future by perhaps aliens, as he himself has suggested. I wonder a little bit about that, and I'm just struck by two things. First of all, the push for technology and the desire to do so. So if you look at Elon Musk, of course, he made much of his money through something called PayPal, with which you might be quite familiar. And yet, after making much of this money, he decided to venture forth and to strike out into doing new things. Obviously, some very interesting things, SpaceX and, of course, Tesla, which makes automobiles and also is very involved in the manufacture of various kinds of lithium batteries. He shows what you might call a visionary attitude about things. But the interesting thing about this is we've been visionary in the past. So when they talk about the Falcon Heavy rocket and they talk about how it's the largest currently in the world, of course, they also buried inside the article sometimes mentioned that it's not the largest rocket that's been made. The largest rocket that's been made was made by the United States back in the late 60s and ran from something like 67 to 1973. And that was the Saturn V rocket, of course, on which the NASA moon missions were launched. And so it's quite interesting to me, of course, that over the intervening 40 years, we've actually had time to regress as far as our ability in, let's call it, basic rocketry, and then advance to the point where we're now getting to targets that we could have conceivably got to many, many years ago. So what is it that caused that? Is the technology, did it get worse and then get better? No. In most cases, there's been a steady progression of technological advancement over the last 40 years. Most things are better. Now, of course, you might say to yourself, well, some piece of equipment that I bought or a little toy that I bought from some particular store might be shoddily built. But by and large, if you look at things like, automobile engines last many, many more miles than automobile engines that were made 50 or 60 years ago. There's not even a debate about that. And if you look at technological process in the computer field or anything, the technology is steadily advanced. And yet in something like the rocket, which if you look at it, looks like a big firecracker or something like that, we actually are just now getting back to the point where we can do things that we could have conceivably done 40 years ago. And so when you talk about this advance of technology, you have to also talk about the inspiration behind it. You know, what does inspire us? What makes us seek this out? In the case of this new Falcon Heavy rocket, is the main goal to reach out so that we can explore Mars, so that we can colonize Mars, so that we can exploit Mars for future gain as an economic engine for other things? Is that what it is? Is that what is really driving it? Is that why people decide to be excited when they see the Falcon Heavy rocket launch? Oh, gee, there's an opportunity to establish a large-scale corporation on Mars. Is that why people want to do something like that? Does it go further? Is it the newest widget or is it touching the stars? I think that many times people have lost sight of this basic need that we have. Many times, of course, they get caught up in the day-to-day living and nobody can blame them. Just making it from one day to the next occupies much of our time. But in science, sometimes, if you're lucky, you can reach beyond that and say to yourself, I wonder what it would be like if we could, and you fill in the blank, whatever that blank might be. And in this particular case, it's go someplace that no human has ever been able to go to. It's go someplace, reach out and touch something to make it immediate, to make it part of our own experience, to make it not something otherworldly, not something only to be thought about, not something only to be speculated on, but to be some kind of our own inner experience. If we can say in 40 years' time that we know what Mars is like because people have been to Mars, then we connect with it on a deeper level in some cases than we would if we were just sending robots there. Obviously, we know a lot about Mars because we have sent robots there. So why are people still engaged? If it's merely an economic experiment, if science or technology is merely a tool so that we can have more stuff, is it really accomplishing everything that people who go into STEM fields want to accomplish? Or is there something more than that? Are we looking to somehow find a way to beyond ourselves touch the stars. I think Elon Musk might be. I hope he is. And I hope that you're thinking those thoughts too. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.